Well, why don't you invite him over to dinner? Turn him from an enemy into a friend. Then when he's not expecting it, bam! The old fork in the eye.
No love, trash heart!
The Barber Joshua.
Stephen Jesus.
It's Dollar Trash Talk, episode 245. Shane's in the house here too.
Shane O'Mag, baby.
It is Sunday, June 30th, 2019. Last day of June. Last day of June, Stephen.
What does that mean?
How's your
what does the last day of June mean?
I don't know. What does the last day of June mean?
That fucking fag fest is over.
Oh God.
Yep.
Okay.
You know it.
Okay.
Coming in hard.
Steven apparently had a really bad day.
No pun.
Or bad weekend or bad month.
It also means the Essential Fest is around the corner.
And he's really angry. So you don't want to talk about the police officers with the shiny new rainbow badges? The strong arm of the law giving you a reach around?
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. When did they do this?
Pride Month's over. I don't know why this article came out so late. Oh, by the way, guys, big news in New Orleans. This officially is the day where the Times-Picayune and Advocate merger go down. This is it.
It's finally happening.
We have one convenient news source, Times-Picayune resumes daily delivery tomorrow. So you'll get a nice piece of trash thrown on your front porch.
But doesn't
every
it
day.
Seem like it's that has happened, but like already
the merger?
Yeah,
they announced it, and this is the official. So everyone who's getting fired is finding out right now that they're gone.
Yeah, it was like season three in The Office.
I guess.
The merger.
Wow. random pool there. So that's officially happening. The Times-Picayune and Advocate are all merged. Lots of laid off journalists. And it's Pride Month, too, wrapping up. And NOPD adopted rainbow-colored LGBTQ badges. I guess the officers had to buy them themselves for $32 for a badge. And they went to a good cause, I guess.
It's just a weird thing to see a cop with a badge like that. Isn't it kind of weird that we're now taking like our public servants and like people in law enforcement and like now we're pushing like this political agenda?
If
you're gay, like I'm gonna treat you any differently than I would a straight guy. Or
yeah, kind of. The last thing I wanted from my police officers was like kind and understanding. I kind of want the Judge Dredd zero tolerance police officer. I grew up with RoboCop and Maniac Cop and all that, so it clashes with the rainbow colored badge.
I mean, I just always thought it's like where like politics you would keep out of like public servants, and because they don't show any, they're not supposed to show any favoritism toward any group or class anyway, right?
Not anymore.
But I was trying to find some joke.
Didn't you watch the Democratic debate, Steven?
Oh, Jesus H.
It's all about favoring little groups.
Jesus H.
I was trying to find some joke in calling New Orleans detectives dicks with gay pride.
There you go.
They're dicks and they like them too.
So, NOPD adopted their rainbow badges, which I guess are now gone because June's over. Really hot weekend here in the city as usual.
I'll be back for fucking Labor Day, excuse me.
Oh.
For decadence.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. So last night, hanging out in the quarter, Steven, I was breaking my own rule again. We were at Bar Tonique on Rampart in St. Anne. And
original hipster bar.
It was about 12:30 at night, and I was saying to the folks I'm with, like, yo, we got to get out of the quarter by 1 a.m.
Yeah, the vampires are starting to come out.
When they start shooting.
Yep.
And lo and behold, 3 a.m., somebody got shot to death on St. Louis and Dauphine.
What?
Yeah. Someone got into a fight with...
I woke up today thinking, oh, I didn't hear from my lovely wife, so no one must have gotten shot.
Wrong.
Swing and a miss. Oh, this is at 10:30. Oh, okay.
3:30 last night.
Well, no, they put out the story at 10:30. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so what ended up... Me being, like, sarcastic, like, we got to leave the quarter. They start shooting people. There we go.
I just want to know when it says they got into a verbal altercation. It's just like, fuck you, and fuck you, and then they just start shooting each other?
More ends.
It was a chick. It was a chick shot the dude.
Oh, wow.
Well, good for her for being armed in the corner, I guess.
It's crazy. So, no, but no details, though, huh?
Nope, that's it. Right there at St. Louis and Dauphine, so right off Bourbon.
That's like down the street from the Hyatt French Quarter. Like Deanie's and all that. It's like...
Yes. Right? Yep, you got it. Yep.
So, St. Louis, that's like down the street from Bombay, right?
It's right down there. On
yeah.
Yep.
That's right insane.
Bombay's on Conti. That's on the other block.
Oh, no, but it's still
Conti.
Well, yeah, St. Louis is parallel to Conti, right?
Yeah. Right. It's just one more up.
It's just one block over, yeah.
Wow. It's incredible. But it's not really.
So you left the quarter and ended up in the Bywater, my other favorite place in the universe.
Yes. The Bywater.
Bud Rips, if you all venture down that a ways.
I don't.
And it was a smoke machine laser show at 1 in the morning.
That sounds about right.
Down there. I hadn't been in a smoky bar in a long time, but it was a smoke machine. So it was so interesting evening in the quarter. And the night before that, Friday night, I finally checked out the new music venue, the Fillmore at Harrah's.
Harrah's, yeah.
I'd never been there before. I had no idea there was that much space upstairs at Harrah's.
Oh, absolutely.
Have you been up there before? What did they used to do with that space?
Nothing. And this is what happened. So Live Nation had this huge contract with Harrah's, and Harrah's went bankrupt. So Live Nation said, we're just going to wait until you get back on your feet, and then we're going to ask you to do something crazy, like the mob would, you know? It's like, you help me now, and then later on we'll ask you for a favor. Well, they sure as hell did, because Live Nation owns that fucking venue in Harrah's.
That place, it was
huge. And Harrah's built it for them, like, for payment of services that they owed them from years past.
How does Harrah's go bankrupt?
I was asking the head chef at House of Blues, I'm like, how does a casino go bankrupt?
They're owned by Caesars, right?
Yeah.
Well, I went walking up there. It's a huge. It's bigger than House of Blues.
It's massive.
You could have a hockey rink up there.
Well, like, how do they compare to the other Harrah's?
I don't. As far as what, like.
Like, there's multiple, right?
Financials?
Well, like, they have a Harrah's in what, Atlantic City?
Yeah, I mean, this was years ago, though. I'm telling you, this was like 10 years ago, in like 2009, when all this happened. And when
they started going bankrupt 10 years ago?
Yeah, I don't know the full details of it, but basically, if you're a creditor in bankruptcy, you can say, I demand my money, or you walk off, but Live Nation was like, we're just going to wait, and you'll pay us when you get back on your feet.
How does a casino in downtown New Orleans go bankrupt?
I don't understand that.
That's the biggest...
Beyond that, I never understood why we don't have... That casino... With that space always there...
Right, it's
they never
huge.
Had that be a music venue, and instead, all that concert revenue was going to Biloxi... And all those bands could have been hitting the New Orleans market instead.
A lot
for
of it
shows.
And also a lot of it had to do with like spacing. And I found all this out with like the tour buses and stuff. Like all those tour buses that would roll up at the House of Blues, House of Blues just getting fine after fine after fine. And they have to pay that. So they were structuring that.
They don't have a loading zone permit or
you
something.
Can't bring buses over a certain foot limit in the quarter.
Jesus.
But well, because they can't make the turns, you know?
You'll
hit stuff. But they should make an exception for House of Blues, but the city was like, no, you're no different than anybody else. So they were like, all right, we need to figure this fucking shit out. And that's why all this happened. And they had put the Fillmore over there, because now they have all the space in the world. It's not in the French Quarter. They can park buses wherever the shit they want, you know?
Well, I went and saw the 80s tribute comedy show, Steel Panther, over there on Friday night.
I haven't been to the Fillmore, but is it big enough that you could like deconstruct it to put a ring in there?
Like a wrestling ring?
Boxing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's huge.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Do you think that would be successful? Like, do you think you could do a successful
you could probably you could do a small bout.
There's only two states that have boxing licenses to do things like that.
In Atlantic City
and Vegas.
Yeah.
That's like boxing is the biggest.
Yeah.
Racket ever when it comes to like politics.
Wow,
I did not know that. Makes sense. Yeah,
you never see, and that's why Mike Tyson lost his license when in Las Vegas, and his I think his return fight was in Atlantic City. Wow. Because they wouldn't give him his license back.
Well, speaking...
I'm sorry. Can we get on the Fillmore still?
Yeah.
They booked some big shows there.
Foo Fighters already played.
There was
Rob Zombie.
Huge. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. They had some... How long has it been open now?
Only a couple months, maybe? A
couple months, yeah.
They had some big ones, like right out the gate.
They were due to open in February with the Foo Fighters opening it, and the Foo Fighters had to reschedule, and they played in last month, I believe. Yeah, but that's the thing. All these bands and they let older rock bands especially do the casino market. It just, I guess, is a better deal for them. And so many shows skip New Orleans and go to Biloxi.
Because the comps and stuff, they can give people, so like that. That works well for all parties involved.
Never understood why we didn't have a venue. Now we do, and now we're seeing the
super legit. Yeah,
the artists come by.
It's super legit.
And yes, even though it's a mobbed up casino deal, it's better than not having a venue there.
But they, but also with the Fillmore being there, they're using the House of Blues now for all the small Bush shows. You know.
Oh, this is another funny thing with the Fillmore. When you walk into the casino, they have no signage anywhere saying Fillmore that way.
Yeah.
I just like walked through the casino. I was like, well, I guess if we keep doing laps, we're going to run into it eventually. And yeah, it's at the stairwell and the escalators by Masquerade.
It's like Patty's Pub without a sign.
But there's no sign anywhere when you walk into Harrah. It's like this way to the Fillmore. I just saw people in like rock t-shirts walking around. I was like, all right, we got to be getting warmer.
It's the same thing when they have, have you ever been to a comedy show there? I'm assuming not.
No.
So comedy shows, they have a huge venue and stage for comedy show. I actually saw Nick DiPaolo there.
Yeah,
very
you told
funny.
Me that story. Yeah.
So, but there's no signage anywhere. If you didn't know that, like where it was,
where is it in the casino? In real,
it's when you walk. Well, it depends what side you come.
If you're
in from.
If you're at Masquerade, where do you go to the comedy section?
If you're at Masquerade, you go back toward Gordon Biersch, toward the elevators that come up from the parking garage, and it's right to the right. It's like by the jewelry stand, quote unquote. And
I have no idea that space is even there.
And it's huge. So they do the same thing for that. The comedy shows there are incredible. But we saw Charlie Murphy there a couple years back before he died. That was hilarious because he was high as shit, and all he kept saying was "I'm Rick James, bitch," and it was just funny.
I'm looking to see what the calendar for the Fillmore coming up here. Let's see what we got. We've got the Drag Diva Brunch. That's today.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
NOLA Cool Kids. Let's see. Someone big. Kirk Franklin. Don't know who that is.
Kirk Franklin. Oh,
man. Hey.
He's a gospel singer.
B97 presents pretty much the FOMO tour.
I'm probably going to go to Kirk Franklin.
Don't know about that. Let's see. Chelsea Handler coming to town, Steven.
Oh, my favorite. Her husband still hasn't been fucked by her.
Oh.
She's still holding out, you know?
Carly Rae Jepsen. She's the, what was her one big song? Carly Rae.
I got nothing, dude.
No, she had that one. She had the one hit wonder. Well, skip it. Keep going down. We thought we had a good music venue here in New Orleans, and apparently no one's. Aaron Lewis is coming. Randy Rainbow. Who is Randy Rainbow? Okay. Anyway, apparently we're not getting any good shows coming here soon in New Orleans.
Disturbed?
Whoa.
Yes.
When are they coming?
They're coming. I don't know if you have it up here, but I know that they're booked. Ooh. This is only through August. I think they're booked in December of this year.
I would clear my schedule.
Oh, yeah. That's a big show for Steven.
Because I know
songs. You going to get a babysitter for that show?
I don't know songs.
No, you bring the baby there.
Carly Rae was Call Me Maybe.
That's it. Call Me Maybe. Yeah. Yes. Yep.
So, yeah, am I going to get a babysitter? I don't know.
No, bring that mug.
I told you.
A little mug over there.
Yeah.
I told you that if I ever go to a Disturbed concert, I will go in a... I'll go in my best suit and have my hair combed perfectly.
Disturbed seems very much like the
martini glass.
The heavy band for, like, lawyers and accountants.
Dun, 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 dun. Power chord, power chord, power chord.
Bring a folder of documents.
I want Steve yelling at the band, play more power chords. Play the song with the syncopated beat with the singing that goes along with the drums. Every Disturbed song.
What's funny about him is that he actually has like a legit good voice.
Well, yeah,
he does.
He's a professional singer.
The Sound of Silence. I don't know if you ever heard his rendition. It's really good.
Really good.
Okay, are you done with the film war? Because I want to get on to something.
Yeah.
All right. So Tuesday morning, this is something that we can talk about, how this kind of story never gets talked about. Somebody breaks into the World Trade Center downtown.
Ooh.
And swan dives off the 31st floor, splash into Spanish Plaza.
And was there any mention of it on the news?
It's on the NOLA Trash Talk Facebook page, the Advocate Crime Blotter. But it happened while I was at work, and I had to talk about police activity downtown. But I saw no other coverage of it at all. But someone got into the World Trade Center, not a grumpy construction worker falling by accident, suicide dived off the 31st floor.
When you texted me that, I was looking for it. I couldn't find anything.
All you got? Yeah, I couldn't find any mention of the day it happened. It was only a few days later it showed up on The Advocate. I'll show you exactly. Look at how much coverage this gets. This is the Advocate Crime Blotter, which is just like one-line sentences for what happened the last few days. So, boom, boom, boom. Man jumps off 31st floor. Unidentified man broke into the 31st floor of the World Trade Center, which is under construction, as everyone can see. And if you don't know what building that is, it's the one on the New Orleans skyline that looks like a UFO sitting on top of a regular building. Jumped off Tuesday morning, splattered all over Spanish Plaza, ruined somebody's coffee that day, I'm sure.
I would have loved
to see
that.
It's so crazy. Like, people who do this...
You would have loved to have seen... I mean, I would have loved to, but I wouldn't have pinned you for the guy who won.
No, I would definitely.
Like, one of the very few survivors who jumped off the Golden Gate, the guy said, like, he obviously shattered everything in his body, but he survived. He said the moment he stepped off, he immediately regretted it. It's like you just feel the pain before you hit it, and like I would love if that guy survived. I'd love to ask him that.
Well, I want to know the mechanics of how you survived jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge.
It's crazy. Yeah, there's only been like two or three. This guy in this interview is insane.
But other than Golden Gate's, you know, famous. There's that documentary about suicide jumpers called The Bridge. Really interesting. But in general, suicides. I mean, this was the World Trade Center, so that's the only reason like it got a little play. Because it happened in a pretty public place.
Right.
But people jump off of Canal Place parking garages.
All the time.
All the time. And what do you think the motive is here with the underreporting of it? Because if someone gets shot in the quarter, it's a big talking point. You know, yeah. Guns in the quarter. Are we safe? Where are your children at? Suicide thing doesn't get any... I think they don't want people to know that you can leave.
That you... We've talked about this before. On Canal Place, where the Starbucks is on the corner right there of whatever street that is and South Peters or North Peters, I told you that I never walk on that sidewalk simply because that's where people jump off of the balcony up top. It's either the pool up there, I think, or the balcony.
I'm surprised living in the CBD now, walking around, I haven't seen more suicide jumps. Like, just, you know, I'm walking to the grocery store and I stumble upon a scene of like, oh. Hey, cool. Yeah, but it doesn't get talked about. They don't want people to know that you can just leave. You're done.
Like Leonardo DiCaprio in The Departed, and he's just like walking like do-do-do-do-do, and then Martin Sheen just bam.
Yeah, I guess you would hear it's like a thud and the sound of like about 40 bones breaking. So just that, and that's it. That's not too exciting after that. Then somebody call the cleanup crew. We need this sidewalk reopened in 25 minutes. Someone's got a parade coming through.
Yeah, it happens all the time. And, oh, God, another parade. Ugh.
They don't talk about suicide. Ever. It's not on the evening news. It's like this La La Land people live in where they pretend. I don't know. To me, it's just as glamorous as a straight bullet hitting someone in the quarter. It could get play. It could get the pundits on TV.
It would need to be polarizing, though. Like, you need to wear, like, a God Hates Fags shirt, jump off a building into a pride parade.
Or you need to, like, kill somebody.
But that's the thing. If they're underreporting the suicide, then whatever political message you tried to put on your body via suicide will get buried with the story getting buried. And then you getting buried.
But there needs to be like an agenda with suicide because, I mean, it happens so often.
No, but that's a beautiful thing about it. There's no agenda. Yeah, when you choose to kill yourself, there's no agenda. Well, the reporting.
There's nothing to report. I mean, you know, it's some guy didn't want to live anymore.
Like, other than suicides, and plus suicide rates are like highest among elderly men, which is like this other unreported stat that's because, you know, being an old man is hyper depressing. And again, here's something that nobody wants to like recognize. What's the other like, I saw a chart recently that was a breakdown of things that kill people the most versus what gets talked about. And like cancer was like this giant thing, even though it only kills this percentage of people.
Yeah.
And then heart disease actually kills everyone. But it was like 1% of like news stories cover heart disease.
Did you show me this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
But it's a thing of like, so what's getting, I thought the whole spiel with news, if it bleeds, it leads. I'm pretty sure guys who jump off buildings bleed.
They definitely do.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know. I would have put that front page of The Advocate. Now delivered.
Clean up aisle two.
Or the new Times-Picayune, now delivered daily.
Or, you know, we'll get some run.
Local man makes splash at Spanish Plaza.
Now that like abortion is like getting out if a pregnant woman jumped off a building.
Again, yeah. The abortion thing gets tons of ink. And this is just kind of the opposite end of abortion. This is the other end of the bookcase. This is, oh, they're making you keep that child? Well, let me show you how this turns out. Here's the child that no one loved.
Two for one the right way.
Somebody was forced to have. Here's how that ends.
Two for one.
Spanish Plaza. That's the end of the story.
Two birds and one sidewalk.
I don't know. I guess they just, again, they don't want people to know. You can just, you know, press the eject button if you're not having a good time. Don't like paying your taxes? Don't like the president? Doctor gave you some bad medical news recently? You don't have to deal with it.
I'm impressed that somebody broke into World Trade Center and killed himself.
You don't even have to break into buildings to do it. Most parking garages you can get into, just walk in, hit the elevator top floor.
Or
no key card required. No.
You could also just press reverse very hard and plow through the cement and
you don't get suicide by car too often.
Do you remember that one?
Do you think he was trying to kill? I think that was an accident.
That was definitely an accident.
That was a dumbass
moron.
But that would have been a creative suicide, backing out of a parking garage,
moron,
full speed.
No one got hurt. Biggest miracle ever.
Oh, what kind of lawsuit if that car, if you backed out of a parking garage
that
by
was,
accident?
That was crazy.
You landed on someone?
Oh, my gosh.
Was that last year or 2 years ago?
It was definitely.
It was last year. Was
imagine
one,
walking down
summer.
The sidewalk and seeing that.
It happened as we were recording a trash most,
oh, that's right. It did happen. That's right.
Yeah, it was,
yes. Forgot about that.
All right,
on, like, O'Keefe Street.
All right, Steven. Suicide choice. You're going to kill yourself. You're going to jump off something. Where are you jumping off? If you had to pick anywhere in the city, Orleans Parish, let's say, you have to something high, fun, public. Are you going to be an asshole and do it off the connection and shut the bridge down?
I want to jump into a ghost tour.
Oh yeah,
that yeah. Well, I'd probably
where though?
You need I'd probably jump off the Roosevelt.
Can you get to the Roosevelt rooftop?
Pool. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Rooftop pool. Yeah.
I was trying
to do that.
The Westin has a really high rooftop pool too. You could dive off that.
Definitely.
I guess if I could do it off the top of my parking garage, I could land right in front of everyone playing Connect Four at Barcadia. 3 in a row, go for.
That'd be amazing.
Now that's what I call happy hour.
Douches out there playing Connect Four, just get crushed.
Well, now they have the cornhole out there on the sidewalk. Oh. Now, so you'll land right in the middle. You could really position yourself right in the middle of a cornhole game. So you just see a beanbag almost go in a hole, beanbag almost go in a hole, then wham, home.
I think I'd jump off with a Bloody Mary in hand.
That would be good just for the cop to fill out the report that says cause of death cornhole. Human beanbag wrecks cornhole game in CBD. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's awesome.
I just want to keep talking about people jump. Oh, so we've got coyotes loose in the Irish Channel.
Okay. I saw this the other day. What?
Coyotes are attacking people's dogs in the Irish Channel. I didn't even know we had coyotes in...
Look, I work in Metairie, and this has been an epidemic the last year. A customer of mine saw her dog being mauled and ripped apart by a coyote in her backyard.
Yeah, but where do they come from?
Is this
a new thing?
They're migrating over, or I don't know if you call it migrating, but they're obviously invasive, but they're like moving into Metairie and Old Metairie. Old Metairie in particular is having a really bad problem with them. And they're just like going into backyards and just eating pets. It's crazy.
Well, now look at that. Now they're into the uptown now.
Like,
and yeah, there's a video of the coyote attacking the dog in this Fox 8 story is not fatal. The little dog lives, obviously. But
that is so terrifying. Coyotes.
That is crazy, man.
If you've never seen a coyote up front, you think they're a little smaller.
I saw them in L.A. in the Valley. They were all over the place.
Oh, in L.A., yeah.
But, yeah, this apparently is a thing in the Irish Channel. And if you guys looked at the Noel Trash Talk Facebook page, you can see I put a picture of Wile E. Coyote not getting served in front of Tracy's.
Yeah, my man
can you have pet coyotes?
Is that not
recommended?
From a distance, I would think that's
there. Like, yeah, there it is.
We're watching the video on Fox 8 of him ravaging this little dog.
Dude, they just destroy pets. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the dog lives though, obviously.
Oh,
not that side of the story. That's
and they have the beware coyotes.
Yes, beware coyotes. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So can we kill them and hunt them in the Irish Channel and get like money from the city for like, hey, we're taking care of that coyote problem.
I highly doubt that anyone...
Shane, you terminate things for a living.
I have customers ask me if we have traps to catch coyotes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, in what world do you live in? Where I have like a 10-foot trap.
No, you pull out a big black hole sticker and lay it on the ground. Out of an Acme box.
Oh, yeah. I got a big anvil that I'm going to put at the top of your house. We have a little stick there.
A big red rocket.
I'm just going to put a cardboard Roadrunner right under this anvil.
Should absolutely say, look, I'm going to go with our affiliate. I'm going to call our affiliate Acme and see if they have anything for me. I'll be in touch soon.
Irish Channel Coyotes.
Oh, man.
Oh, so, Steven, I know you don't really keep up with what goes on in traffic-wise, but you see this awesome car accident on the spillway? This was 3 days ago. Somebody stole a car and abandoned it on the Bonnie Carey Spillway, going westbound.
So selfish.
So stolen car, abandoned on the bridge, and then people, of course, then ran into that abandoned car and then caused a huge fireball that shut down the bridge for a while. And that thing burned for like an hour.
That's a lot of fire.
Yeah, it burned for like an hour.
Wow.
It was impressive. Yeah. God. It was a stolen car, though, abandoned. Thanks a lot.
I wish there were more videos on the bridge so I could see it.
But like it was a stolen car that's just hanging out on the side of the road?
Yeah, the guy ditched. I don't. First, when you ditch a car in the middle of the bridge, where do you go? Every so often, I spy somebody like just walking down I-10. Like, you know how this story ends, buddy.
on the camera, like
yeah,
you
can watch the DOTD cameras, and there'll just be some guy like in the left lane walking. What are you doing?
It's so crazy.
So, we've got that. And then I know, Steve, you probably want to chime in on this story. New Orleans public defender accused of practicing without law license.
Yeah, we talked about it. Or I know, I think I sent you this, or you were talking about it on the radio.
Okay. Folks, fake it till you make it.
This is almost as funny as the woman who was in the news. She would show up to where like the police are talking about a report and act like she was an expert in sign language. And she was
exactly like
she would be on
people.
The news like saying gibberish in sign language, and they would have a sign language expert come on and be like, "Is she saying anything like anything intelligible?" Like,
that was a Nelson Mandela's funeral too.
Yes. Oh yeah, that's right. They had a fake sign. Yeah.
Mash out the rain down in Africa.
This was this poor woman, Ashley Crawford, was pulled from a courtroom on Monday while investigators looked into whether she is qualified to practice law. She had been a staff attorney with New Orleans Public Defenders since last fall and may have worked on more than 100 criminal cases.
That's so embarrassing to Orleans Parish because Did
the courthouse is embarrassing to Orleans
Of course.
Parish.
But did anyone so she's in the public defender's office. She's obviously not. Is she on payroll? Like, so she actually works there. She just doesn't have a license.
This is catch me if you can.
No
shit.
No one
2019.
Asked. Yeah, you.
I don't know how that's possible in this day and age.
This is just like what I talk about sneaking into events. If you got a clipboard and a walkie-talkie, you'll just walk right into something.
And if you look like a construction worker, you can go in anywhere.
I like how a lot of homeless guys have the neon construction vests. And I'm like, hey, you can't fool me there, buddy. You are definitely not doing anything all day long.
So a buddy of mine graduated like first from Loyola, and he passed the bar immediately. He works for Jones Walker now, beast lawyer. And I sent him this story, and I said, do you have any respect for the state that holds your license because of this story? And he says, not surprising that someone lied about being able to practice law. Surprising, they did so to work at the public defender's office. They should just let her stay since she's one of three people who want to be there. So I just, again, but like if she was like a, if she was like an intern, like, and she was like working for the clerk of court and yada yada, and she actually went to law school, she probably would know like some procedural shit that would just be like, yeah, of course you're a lawyer.
You know somebody out there right now is doing this without a law license.
Yeah, I know. He's a short Italian guy named Joe.
Oh, Jesus. you reached all the way back to my cousin Vinny. I'm glad I caught that, because if I had just been a little bit more hungover, I'd be like, the fuck is Steven talking about? Yeah, well,
What is his name?
Joey Bag of Donuts.
Practicing law without a license is punishable by up to 2 years in prison, which that's not that bad.
It's not bad. Nah.
I'd say fake it till you make it. You know, give it a shot. Especially, yeah, Orleans Public Defenders. Who's trying to be there?
What is the name that Joe Pesci uses with the judge? And he's like, no, that's not how you spell it.
Utes?
No, like the name that he's using. And the judge looks his name up.
Oh, Joey Callow.
Yes. No, it's
C-A-L-L-O.
I almost said Joey Callow.
Joey Callow's dead.
Okay. It's great. No, can we talk about how miserably filthy that courthouse is?
It's awful.
They haven't renovated it since like 1973.
Awful.
This is the ghost of Huey P. Long. It's floating around in there. Like, when I had to go do jury duty last year, it was... The magazines in the waiting room for like from 1996.
They got highlights in there.
It was just what is
highlights magazine with all the hidden things.
And then the main hall you walk in, it's like half the building's abandoned. It feels like the main hall you walk in. If you like would rub your finger up along one of the ledges, it's just dust from before we had an NFL team. Steven just disappeared out of here. Shane, your brother has the smallest bladder for how much bigger of a person he is than me.
Having lived with him, the funniest part of my day would be like when I would be home just like watching Netflix or something, and he would like break the front door down in agony because he had to. It's like every time he would go home, it's his bladder's like, oh, dude, it's got to go.
Did you guys not? Did you? You guys are sitting here as we're recording. Did you guys split a can of Diet Coke? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, Steve's bladder is the size that it can hold exactly one half of a can of Diet Coke.
It really is.
And he ran out of this room like as if he had been like holding it for like 3 hours.
I mean.
That is substantial. I'm putting Steve's bladder on blast right now. All right, back to the Null Trash Talk Facebook page. Did you catch this little car accident scene we posted?
Where's this?
This is at Belize in the CBD. Somebody just drove across the street into the traffic signal right there and knocked out the whole intersection's lights.
Oh, wait, were they mad that it closed?
Yeah, poor Belize couldn't catch a break. 1 week after it shuts down, a car drives into it.
I've always been baffled.
This was
that.
Middle of the day too. This is about 9 a.m. I was walking. I was walking past this scene. I was going to Rouse's.
Oh, this is your picture?
Yeah, I took.
Oh,
this
awesome.
Photo. Yeah, I had to. I know the cop doing the reports, like rolling his eyes at me as I'm taking a picture of the car that was, you know, 4 feet from driving into the front door of the now closed Belize restaurant.
This is above you, man.
Oh, dude. And so as I took this photo, I had another block to go as I go to Rouse's, and I'm looking at my phone, and it's like sunny, and there's a glare, and I'm trying to like upload it to Facebook. Da da da. Guy sitting outside of Rouse's on a bench or whatever. He like almost starts to flip out at me. He's like, "Hey, yo, you taking a picture of me?" And I was like, "No, I can't see my phone with the glare from the sun." He's like, "Oh, okay." And he like calmed down. I was like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
Was it a homeless guy?
Some guy. He could have been a homeless guy. Yeah, just a guy chilling in front of Rouse's, sitting on one of their benches. And I was just, dude, like 9 a.m. Fucking, this guy's ready to
fucking boo that man. I said yes, and he walked over, and you Leonidas kick him in the fucking chest.
It's hilarious. People's ignorance when you, like, take a video or take a picture of them in public, and they like, "Oh, no, it's illegal, man. I didn't give you consent." If it's in public, you can do whatever you want, right?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
That's why no one stopped me from taking a photo of this car accident scene here. Oh, last night in the corner, another hilarious interaction with, I guess this could have been a homeless guy, drug dealer dude. Now, you know standard protocol when you're walking around Bourbon Street? You get the guys trying to sell you coke with like they do the whisper thing. You know, they walk past you and they go cocaine. You know, they try to they're sizing up tourists to see who wants a bike. This guy last night does the worst way to sell cocaine in that he shouts it to me from across the street, which to me defeats the purpose of the whole like,
"Hey, Kike, get the yayo."
I'm across the street, Steve, like sidewalk to sidewalk across the street. This guy I'm walking to go meet my friends for dinner. He goes, "Yo, big man, cocaine." And I was just not even trying anymore.
A line cook did that to these guys who were Airbnb-ing our house. And they, like, this guy yelled that to them, gave him a bag. They went back, snorted it, found out they snorted lines of crushed salt. And they were not having fun.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're going
to that stings the nostrils
right away. Yeah, dude just shouted cocaine at me from across the street.
It's amazing.
Is cocaine legal? Is
no.
It not, it's not a big deal now? I was taught when I got to where I was eating, I was in Green Goddess last night. That's an exchange place, that little quiet, secluded alley in the quarter that has all those businesses you would never otherwise, you know, walk past. And I was telling people about it. It was like, I'd rather get the cocaine shout out to me than the, "Hey, I bet I can tell you where it got your shoes" thing.
Oh, my God.
Because this is a cocaine guy. It's like, "Hey, that looks like a dude who wants to do cocaine." It's like, that's flattering. The shoes thing is like, "Hey, he looks like a tourist."
Yeah,
that's
he looks
not
like
flattering.
A mark. You know?
Yeah, exactly. He looks like a sucker. That's not flattering. So I prefer the cocaine. The cocaine whisper, not the cocaine shout.
It's awesome, man.
Oh, it's great.
Spoiler, I didn't get any cocaine. I just went to dinner.
Yeah, you went to dinner. Do you want to hear about Popeyes?
Tell me about Popeyes, Steven.
Oh, gosh. So I normally don't I haven't had anything good like in the show like during the week. So yesterday was it? Yeah, yesterday I found two gems and I texted the prophet. I said, "For tomorrow, this lady and Popeyes."
Yeah, I couldn't tell what your photos were.
Okay, so the photo was a picture of my rear view mirror.
I got that.
Taking a picture of a bum, the bum lady. You know the bum lady at when you get off of the Carrollton exit by Costco?
Yeah.
It's the same lady. She's out there reading fucking War and Peace like she's a goddamn scholar, like a Rhodes Scholar. I'm like, what are you doing?
Sitting out in the heat reading?
Dude, that's what that picture is. She's reading what looks like to be War and Peace is a huge.
She just probably found a phone book or something.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you trying to do, lady?
So what's the Popeyes story?
Oh, so the
why are you at Popeyes?
I'm not at Popeyes.
Okay,
I just was inconvenienced by Popeyes for some god awful reason, which I thought today might be Super Sunday. Because
it's like it's always Super.
It's
Sunday
always Super
somewhere.
Sunday, baby.
I'm going down Carrollton. Toward the river, you know, toward the river bend on Carrollton. So I'm going toward the river. And you know the Popeyes there on Earhart?
Yeah.
The line is out on Carrollton, 10 cars deep.
You know, it's even
in
worse.
In the drive-thru.
That's how you get the we're out of chicken story at Popeyes.
I have been late for appointments because of the Chick-fil-A on Veterans.
Oh, that's another one.
The Chick-fil-A of Veterans during lunch, it's like two blocks long, blocking up lanes of traffic on Vets.
But that makes... But they just murder orders. Like, they just crush. But it's like Saturday afternoon. Like, why is Popeyes being bombarded?
It's just...
Super Sunday.
When it's 95 degrees outside, I don't want to eat fried
chicken.
Yeah,
right?
That doesn't. No. But the Chick-fil-A line, that makes me think of the John Pinette joke where he talks about the lines at Starbucks. He's like, I have to go buy coffee to go stand in line for my coffee. You'd have to go to McDonald's, get like a Happy Meal, and go sit in line at Chick-fil-A.
That's when my car wouldn't start. And I told Shane, I'm like, whoa, we're going to go to Chick-fil-A tomorrow and get breakfast and then start it up. And Shane lets me tell him this. And the next day was goddamn Sunday. And he knew that I wasn't going to get any breakfast at Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
Oh, man. So you know how like crazy, I mean like sidebar, you know like crazy like leftist Starbucks kind of is? Black friend of mine, his name is Darnell. Every time he goes to Starbucks, he tells him his name is Darnell Trump.
Oh, no.
So funny.
Is Starbucks as coffee? Is it political?
They're very liberal.
Do they have rainbows on their cups too?
Do you remember when they closed every single location in the afternoon for diversity training?
Oh yeah, that's right. I don't go to Starbucks. It's been forever.
There was also that black dude trolling him that he would walk into a Starbucks and be like, "Yo, I'm gonna need that coffee for free because y'all giving out reparations now," and he's filming it. And this white chick is like, you know what? I think I did hear something about that. Here you go, sir. He's like, yeah, actually, let me get a frozen mocha drink thing too, okay? And she's like, oh, absolutely, right? It's the most cringeworthy video ever.
I almost got into some stupid political arguments this week because of the Democratic debates and all that jazz. Where
you don't speak Spanish. How could you?
I couldn't understand the lick of the debate. Yep. I said to someone, well, it's that time of the election cycle where Medicare for all, reparations for slavery, and then what's the other? Medicare, reparations. Oh, forgive all college debt.
Right. Oh, yeah. That was my favorite.
By the way, if I get elected student council president, I'll get rid of homework and we'll double the length of recess. These fairy tale promises.
We'll bring back soft drinks instead of milk.
It's just far enough away from the actual election where you can see the most outlandish promise
that would never happen. How can the Fed implement that on like private institutions?
They own all student loan debt.
Since
2009. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And when they assumed all debt, guess what happened to college prices? The college was like, oh, well, tuition's now 50% increase.
Yeah, the government's paying for it. It's just like money laundering to institutions. Forgive all college debt. How much of a fuck you is that to all the people that paid off their loans?
Big one to me.
Oh, no, like people on Facebook are like, oh, I'm trying to make this last payment. Should I or should I wait?
That's a fantasy. It's never happening. Yeah. But though I guess when Trump was running and making all his promises, I did wager that the health insurance thing. It's like, hey, well, if he says he's going to get rid of Obamacare, then I'm canceling.
He didn't get rid of it. He just went the other way.
Yeah, he got rid of the penalty.
He's like, yeah, zero penalty.
Yeah, so that's all good. All good for here. Sometimes the outlandish, crazy promise does come true. I don't think you're going to get reparations though anytime soon.
That's got to be my favorite thing. If you try to talk with someone legitimately about this,
vote for me. I'll give you money.
If someone could actually say, if you could answer this question, so what criteria are reparations for, and who gets it, and how much should it be? If anyone tries to answer that question, stop. You're dealing with a complete idiot.
But as each day goes on, races get mixed and mixed and mixed and mixed. So, like, what do you get a certain percentage of reparations based off how black you are?
Well, it doesn't matter because it's never happening.
It's never going to happen. No.
All right. Well, this is NOLA Trash Talk 245. I'm the Prophet Joshua.
And I'm Steve McJeezy.
And next weekend is Essence. Get ready. Look at all these smiling faces on the table. All right. We'll see you next weekend.